Today we're looking at a paper called Lightweight Adaptation for LLM-Based Technical Service Agent, Latent Logic Augmentation and Robust Noise Reduction. The central problem is practical. How do we make LLM-powered service agents reliable, cheap to run, and straightforward to adapt to new stacks? The authors propose two headline ideas: latent logic augmentation, which inserts intermediate structure to guide reasoning, and robust noise reduction, which cleans up logs and queries before the model sees them. If those work, operators get faster triage and fewer hallucinations, users get clearer answers, and teams pay less to operate these agents. The question I want to carry through this episode is simple. Can small targeted adaptations like these make service agents production ready?
In short, the paper aims to show that you don't need full model rewrites to make service agents practical. They introduce latent logic augmentation. Think of it as giving the model a lightweight scaffold or hints about the reasoning steps, and a set of robust noise reduction techniques that filter and denoise the messy inputs from logs and user reports. They combine those with parameter-efficient adaptation methods, run experiments on noisy operational datasets and simulated tickets, and report improvements in task accuracy, reduced hallucination rates, and lower latency and cost compared to full fine-tuning baselines. The contribution is practical: a set of techniques that are small in footprint, but move the needle on reliability and cost.
From an ops standpoint, that's exactly the kind of change we're looking for. Imagine a support pipeline. An LLM misroutes a ticket because the raw log had noisy stack traces and a vague user message. That costs time and causes SLO slips. With noise reduction, you clean and normalize those inputs. And with latent logic, you nudge the model to extract key fields like service, error code, and urgency before deciding a route. The result is fewer escalations, faster MTTR, and a cheaper automation footprint. You still need monitoring and a human fallback, but those lightweight fixes can cut a lot of routine load.
Quick follow-up. Are these adaptations low friction enough for most teams to try, or do they hide integration headaches? In other words, are we talking quick wins or months of plumbing?
Mostly quick wins if you pick the right pieces. Parameter-efficient adapters and prompt scaffolds can be plugged into existing model stacks with minimal retraining, and noise reduction can start as pre-processing rules, plus a learned filter tuned on a small validation set. The caveat is integration. You need labeled validation data, observability to detect drift, and a deployment pipeline that can roll back adapters if they regress. But compared to full fine-tuning and building a symbolic system from scratch, this is much lighter. All right, let's go under the hood. Start with latent logic augmentation. The phrase signals adding intermediate structure to steer the model's reasoning without rebuilding a symbolic system. Practically, that can look like a lightweight module or head that predicts structured fields or latent steps, service name, error code, probable root cause, or latent tokens inserted into the context that act as a scaffold. You train those heads with small supervised signals or weak labels. Think of it as giving the model a sketch before it paints. It narrows the space the model has to search and reduces hallucination surface.
Quick check, is that scaffold implemented as extra model components or just as special prompts and templates?
Both are viable. You can do it as an extra supervised head or adapter inside the model, so the whole process is a single forward pass, or you can use prompt scaffolds that elicit intermediate steps. The adapter head approach is more efficient for latency because you avoid multiple model calls. Prompting intermediate steps is simpler to prototype, but adds round trips and cost.
From operations, I want to know about latency and throughput. If you add these heads or adapters, do we pay a CPU-GPU penalty on each request? That can kill SLOs at scale.
Good point. Parameter-efficient methods like adapters, LoRa, or small task-specific heads change only a small fraction of parameters and typically don't add much computed inference. The base model forward is still dominant. If the latent logic is fused as extra output heads in the same pass, the incremental cost is minimal. The higher cost choice is multi-step prompting or multiple model calls to verify intermediate outputs.
Okay, then the other half, robust noise reduction. What techniques are we talking about there?
Noise reduction is a mix of classic pre-processing and learned denoising. At the simple end, Log parsing, deduplication, trimming stack traces, normalizing timestamps, removing PII. On the learn side, a seek-to-seek denoiser trained to map noisy logs or user messages to clean summaries or classifiers that filter out irrelevant lines. Training time augmentation is common. You add realistic noise to clean examples so the denoiser learns to be robust. Analogy: it's like cleaning search queries before they hit the index.
Where do labels for that denoiser come from? In production logs, we barely have clean ground truth for every case.
You combine weak supervision and small curated sets, harvest historical tickets and derive weak labels using heuristics or existing parsers, then annotate a few hundred examples for validation. Synthetic noise generation helps train the denoiser. The paper likely uses a mix of noisy operational sources and simulated tickets for controlled ablations.
Speaking of evaluations, what metrics and baselines matter for this kind of work?
You want a suite: task accuracy for routing or troubleshooting, F1 for field extraction, hallucination rate, measured as incorrect assertions against a ground truth or retrieval baseline, latency and cost per request, and robustness under injected noise or domain shift. Baselines include the unadapted base LLM, a fully fine-tuned model, and symbolic or rule-based pipelines. Good ablations isolate noise reduction alone, latent logic alone, and their combination.
I'm worried about failure modes. If the denoiser strips a subtle indicator or the latent extractor mislabels a field, what then? How do we detect and recover?
You need monitoring and guardrails. Instrument for input quality metrics, how often fields are missing or confidence is low. Output checks, cross-verify critical assertions with a retrieval or lightweight rule, and calibration statistics. For recovery, fall back to human review or safe templates when confidence thresholds are breached, and automations to surface suspected misclassifications to annotators for rapid relabeling.
Can you describe an experiment design that would convincingly show these ideas work?
A pragmatic setup: collect historical logs and tickets with a small human-verified subset. Create noisy variants by corrupting messages and logs. Train three systems: base LLM, LLM plus noise reduction, and LLM plus latent logic augmentation, then a combined model. Evaluate on clean, noisy, and shifted test sets. Report routing accuracy, hallucination rate, latency, and compute cost. Also run ablations to show incremental gains from each component, and stress tests where new log formats are introduced.
And deployment complexity: how much plumbing? Do teams need full retraining pipelines to roll adapters, or can they hot swap components?
Adapters and LoRa weights can be hot swapped in many stacks without reserving the base model. You upload a small delta and serve it alongside the base. Denoisers can live in pre-processing as separate microservices, so you can iterate without touching the main model. But you do need CI for validation, A/B experiments, and rollback mechanisms. Otherwise, a bad adapter or faulty denoiser can silently degrade CELOs.
To close this section, what are the clear trade-offs teams should consider before adopting these techniques?
Trade-offs are familiar: less engineering and compute versus need for good validation data and monitoring. Lightweight adaptations yield faster wins and lower inference costs than full fine-tuning, but they require attention to observability and fallback strategies. Pilots on a high-volume, low-risk routing task are a good place to start.
And from a research side, these approaches improve robustness without massive compute, but they're not magic. Domain shift, adversarial noise, and interpretability of latent features remain open problems. Still, combined latent scaffolds plus denoising often give the best practical lift for the smallest footprint.
From a deployment view, the immediate trade-off is latency versus accuracy. Adding latent heads or a denoiser can shave hallucinations, but you have to budget a few extra milliseconds per request or an extra microservice in the pipeline. Monitoring becomes the linchpin. Track input quality metrics, field extraction coverage, model confidence, and escalation rates. Fallbacks are essential. When confidence is low, route to a human or a safe template. For cost benefit, pilots on high-volume routing tasks often pay back quickly. Reduce manual triage by 30 to 50%, and you justify the adapters and denoiser work within a few months.
There are important limitations to call out. First, domain shift. Models and denoisers trained on historical logs break when log formats change. Second, adversarial or out-of-distribution noise can defeat simple filters. Third, interpretability. Latent logic helps, but those latent features can be hard to map to human understandable rules. Finally, evaluation gaps. Hallucination metrics are noisy, and benchmarks for service scenarios are immature. All that means these techniques help, but they don't eliminate supervision and evaluation work.
So to recap, we can reduce cost and hallucinations, but we need observability and human fallbacks. Quick follow-up. What concrete signals should teams instrument first, and what confidence thresholds make sense for automation versus human review?
Start with a small set of signals. Percent of inputs missing key fields, extractor confidence distributions, rate of automated escalations, and end-to-end correctness on a validated subset. As for thresholds, a practical pattern is fully automated actions above a high confidence band, say 0.9, safe templates and lightweight automation for 0.7 to 0.9, and human in the loop below 0.7. Tune these numbers to impact. If a mistaken automation costs more than human time saved, raise the bar. Also, gate changes with A/B tests and rapid rollback so bad adapters don't silently degrade SLOs.
Looking ahead, a realistic roadmap blends research and engineering. Build hybrid pipelines where symbolic parsers and learned denoisers run in tandem and cross-check each other. Invest in automated noise detectors that flag new log formats or distribution shifts. Explore continual lightweight adaptation. Small adapter updates pushed frequently based on flagged errors. And we need community benchmarks that simulate noisy operational data and adversarial formats, so methods are comparable.
If a small engineering team has limited time and budget, how should they prioritize those next steps, which gives the most practical lift first?
Prioritize low-risk, high-volume tasks, automated ticket routing, or extracting a single critical field like service name. Start with pre-processing rules and a denoiser microservice. That's low effort and often yields big gains. Add a parameter-efficient adapter for the extractor next and put monitoring and rollback in place before wider rollout. That sequence minimizes disruption and shows measurable ROI fast.
Three concise takeaways. 1. Lightweight scaffolds and denoisers offer high ROI. They shrink hallucinations and cost without full fine-tuning. 2. Observability and fallback design are non-negotiable. Instrument inputs, outputs, and confidence, and plan human checkpoints. 3. Research gaps remain. Domain shift, adversarial noise, and standardized robustness benchmarks need more work before broad generalization.
One last question for listeners to chew on. What part of your stack could benefit from a lightweight adapter or a denoiser today? To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.